govern America. We've put together a great program this morning for Govern America, and this is a new time of day for me, so my screen's disappeared for my information that I needed to give. So this is the call-in number for RBN is 800-313-9443. And my co-host today is Will Roberts, and I want to say hi, Will.
Well, good morning, Melody. Thanks for inviting me on with you.
And I know there's more information, but I'll bring those up on the next during the break so that I have them again. I don't know what happened on my computer screen, but and we've got two special guests that are going to come on today with us. And again, I want to thank Darren Meeks for giving me the opportunity to come on the program and discuss a subject that I know that is near and dear to everybody, but it starts at the local level. And this is something that Will Roberts, who does a program called Become Vocal Local, and he's not a stranger to RBN. And but we're going to be talking about some voting issues initially, and then we'll get into some other issues with Will later on. And so in the meantime, Will, do you want to say anything to the audience?
Well, certainly, yes, I do another radio broadcast. You can always find my website at becomevocallocal.com, which will give all the listeners the contact information. And I was on the Republic Broadcasting Network starting in, either 2007 or 2008, ran for about 7 months, and then went on to a different network and then on to another network. But nevertheless, this is the same sort of a discussion, Melody. I'm so glad that you're bringing it out, that I've conducted on my own broadcast for a long time. The idea of becoming vocal local is absolutely fundamental. If we can understand that our local voting precincts are the basic building block of our electoral system or our constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, and then think about it from the standpoint of being able to work successfully to put together coalitions in your county to be able to elect or unelect, if you will, or replace obstinate party members, people that are involved in the system that are standing between where we need to go in the future, which I consider to be greater and greater amounts of freedom and less amount of tyranny and despotic control. So part of the discussion today is going to have to do with the election authority, and if it were at all possible for us right where we are in our counties to focus on that election authority, whether that be the county clerk or whether that just be the election authority. It's named differently in different places around the country. This would be a great place, you know, to focus our attention, because if we cannot get our ballot back, then we have one of the main pillars, one of the main three main pillars of our representative system of government not accessible to us. And so I'm looking forward to this discussion this morning with your guests.
And my guests will be Teresa Benz and Marilyn Marks. And Marilyn ran for an office in Aspen, Colorado. And Teresa Benz has been working diligently with another lady on some journalistic aspects behind this whole thing, just kind of keeping this big pot stirred to get attention to the fact that, you know, down on our local levels that there's problems with the voting system. And do we have Marilyn on the line? No? Okay, all right. All right, so, and so ultimately, I do want to mention that all this is www.republicbroadcasting.org, and it's possible to pay $5, $10, and $20 $20 per month for our archive, the archives, and this would be to subscribe to the archives, or it's only $1.33 per month as well. So people, you know, this helps support the station and keeps these programs, fine programs, going. So it sounds like we're coming up for a break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain meal, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain meal will be passed down through generations.
Roberts, who is sitting side saddled with me this morning, and we're going to hopefully bring some good information to the public. And I've got two guests that are lined up. One of them is Teresa Benz and Marilyn Marks. And so what we are going to do is talk about some voting issues, and this is an issue taking place in Sawatch, Colorado. But I also want to mention that There's a call-in number at 800-313-9443. And, again, this is republicbroadcasting.org for those that that need to, I'm not reading the prompt here right. So, anyway, so let's get on with it here.
There you go.
Will, did you have anything you wanted to start out and ask these ladies?
Well, I think that, first of all, it's been a very interesting saga, and I'm looking forward to hearing the finer points, the details. You've been sending me emails, Melody, all along as this thing has developed. So hopefully we'll be able to find out just how that election, the contest worked out and whether the recounts went through properly. And certainly the amount of, I'd like to hear more about the pressure that has been put on the election authority and whether or not there's been any relief from that yet. So perhaps Marilyn could start out.
Will, yes, that's the real story that I believe here, that there has been a tremendous amount of pressure put on not only at the local level, but more interestingly, with the state attorney general and the state the secretary of state. And we have found not only no relief, but we have found an incredible amount of obstacles thrown in the way, even including what appear to be false reports from the Secretary of State and the Attorney General, possibly either attempting to cover this up or let's maybe give them a benefit of the doubt and say they have a great deal of confusion about this. So where we stand today is that we've just gotten back an Attorney General's report from the grand jury that was investigating this. And basically they said, yes, there were many, many violations, but hey, elections are too accurate anyway. We're very frustrated.
Maybe one place would be really helpful, Marilyn, would be to go back to the beginning.
Let's look at
the actual election contest. Who are the contestants? Maybe a little bit of background prior to that in case there was any politics that were coming into that election, any contest in the election, and then go through that process. The election happened, and then out it came from there.
Okay.
I'm just wondering if maybe Teresa should get into that a little bit. Marilyn or Teresa, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, Teresa, do you want to go ahead and answer Will on this and get the basics of what's going on? And this is in the state of Colorado in the county of Sawatch.
Okay, I've been reporting on election-related issues since I first came to this newspaper in this area since about 2000. And, you know, at first it wasn't anything real notable. And then as I covered things a little bit more, I started to notice some things that really concerned me. And the first things I noticed were in a little town, where my paper is out of, and that's Center, Colorado. And there were some really strange political things going on there, and they tie in quite handily to this election business. And what was going on over there is they had a group of people that were running elections basically in the town for over 30 years. And these were people who were very well entrenched. They would spell each other serving as, you know, town manager, mayor, town clerk type thing. I mean, it was just a back and forth thing with these same people. And they happened to be Democrats, and they were very much tied in with, at first migrant issues, but they also ran the Democrat Central Committee, and so therefore they had a lot of influence. And one of the people that had been the mayor played other roles in the town became a commissioner. And when that happened, a lot of the problems that we saw in Center with elections and a real stranglehold on the political power over there transferred over to the county. And it just kept getting worse. There was a lot of corruption. Before we ever saw problems in Sawatch County, we saw a couple of bad elections in Center. And one of them went to court, and I was actually party to that. And it basically was the exact same thing that happened in Swatch, and it just repeated itself in 2010. But that we'd been having problems with elections also in Swatch for, I don't know, a while. I don't know how far that actually goes back, but there'd especially been problems with the county clerk. So that's where we are.
Well, if I might jump in just briefly and get a little bit more background on it, you mentioned that some of the people that are involved here are involved in the county committee, either county committee men and county committee women from their respective precincts. They then have a kind of a circle of influence within the county committee and perhaps other people within their greater patronage network that they continually sit in as people who are elected to office locally, people who are appointed to various boards and councils. So you're always dealing with the same relatively limited, seems to be some background noise. Yeah. Is somebody tapping on something? Hold on to that noise, please.
Sounds like paper rustling.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, the question there, or actually the comment in the question, Teresa, is that the right idea? These are the people that turn out at the caucuses. These are the people that run the election authority and actually the county clerk.
Yes. Yes, because there, I think there's six out of seven of the officials at the courthouse, or five out of six, I'm not sure, are Democrats. So, in any event, you know, I should add here that one of the key figures in this, who is a former mayor and former town clerk of Center, and a former, the one who became commissioner from Center, also at one point went to prison on tax fraud and had other, you know, difficulties, and people were very upset when, you know, he came back and just, you know, kind of fit back into his role there. And so, you know, it was rather interesting, and you know, I don't know how, you know, I'm not sure, you know, exactly what played out behind the scenes, but I sure know what I saw, and it wasn't good.
Are any of these individuals, or have any of these individuals gone on and won an election to, let's say, the state representative position or state senator?
Not to my knowledge, no.
So they're all still running locally. Okay, well, thank you.
I think one of the points to touch on there is that there, because there was such a small group that were very involved in the elections, it seems that there was almost no citizen oversight of the election process. There was just, there wasn't a meaningful canvas board function. They, almost everything in terms of the election process was left to the clerk. And I think now the citizens are looking back to recognize that that is the foundation of a lot of the problems here. Had there been an active oversight function by the Republican Party, and even by the Democratic Party, I would say, and then a fully functioning canvas board, the problems that happened on election night and subsequent to election night, where the election was flipped from the Republican winners to later, 3 days later, and we should get into that, the Democrat winners, none of that would have happened had there been a really robust oversight by the citizens. And my message here really keeps coming back to that, and that is our responsibility and role and right as citizens to really operate and oversee our elections and not let a handful of people who know how to work the system work it to their own benefit.
Well, there's one other, just a moment, Melody, I'm sorry. One last part of this is the election judges. Now, for the Democratic Party, do you have any kind of a turnover at all in the election judges, or are the election judges the same guys and gals that have been doing it for the last 30 years?
Teresa, you know that better than anyone.
You know, it seems to be just a little, you know, revolving circle. They just keep, I mean, the same group will serve almost every time, and it may change a little bit from, you know, time to time, but it's all the same people within that little circle.
Okay, we're coming up on break, and then we'll continue this on the other side.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. I know. Watch my dad.
I'm Melody Hallett, and I'm sitting in for Darren Weeks. And I've got Will Roberts with me as co-hosting, and I've got two ladies that are from Sawatch, Colorado, or Sawatch County, Colorado. Well, no, I'm sorry. Marilyn is in Aspen, and but I've got Teresa Benz from Sawatch County, Colorado, and we are discussing voting issues, but I also want to say that the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. And I also have a program on Oracle Broadcasting on Saturday mornings that I'll be having a nice long morning of radio today from 11 a.m. Mountain Time to 1 p.m. And then I do a program called Truth Quest on Tuesday evenings in Salida, Colorado, that goes from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. And my archives are www.gimmesometruth.info. And in the meantime, and Will Roberts has a program called Become Vocal Local on Oracle Broadcasting as well. But he's not a stranger to RBN. So in the meantime, we were discussing voting issues with Teresa Benz and Marilyn Marks. And where did we leave off, Will?
Well, I think basically what we've done is we just set down the framework. And if this is something that is so typical of the process, we've got people that are involved at the local level inside the county committees of the two established political parties, of course, the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. And apparently here in this area, the Democratic Party has ascendancy. So we have people who are perhaps you could call them county committee men and county committee women from each of the voting precincts. Then we have election judges, and typically election judges return and return and return. You'll come into your voting precinct, and you'll see the same faces year after year after year, which makes it rather difficult there to have any continuity as far as election accountability is concerned, because you have the opportunity for them to fiddle around with the paperwork while no one else is watching. Then you've also got the same group as a county committee for the Democratic and Republican parties, which gives them the opportunity to make appointments, to elect, to run. They can run the county clerk over and over again. They can work the county recorder over and over again. So it makes very difficult to break into that system. And so now what we've seen here, or at least if we got opened up in here, is that we've had a problem with an election. And with that, I'll turn it back to the ladies.
Well, wait, before you go there, I also wanted to mention, you know, I tried to get involved a little bit in the process in my area, and I found that, you know, just doing exit polls, I was getting all kinds of resistance, and I was getting it from both sides of the aisle. So I literally had the opportunity to sit in a meeting where the clerk had mentioned that the memory had been taken out of the machine during the election process, and I was just aghast at the fact that nobody in the room seemed to flinch. It was as though they were under a spell. And when I was asking about it, nothing ever came of it. So it made me wonder, you know, that both sides of the aisle are in on it. What do you guys, ladies, think?
Melody, it is a good question, and certainly both sides of the aisle are not well enough trained. I will stand firm on that, and that I would guess that some of the election judges probably didn't even know what it meant when the memory card was taken out of the machine. In the case of Sawatch, we had the additional wild card of a new machine having been purchased and installed on October the 20th when we had an election on November the 2nd. People had already started voting by mail by the time the machine got installed. It's a machine that has a very, very poor quality record and is known to have many security vulnerabilities. That machine was purchased. There was very little training done of the judges or the clerk staff. And so we had a group of election judges that were accustomed to one style of doing things. All of a sudden, we introduced something brand new to them. And really, literally, right under their noses, they did not see what was happening. The machine was unsecured. Excuse me. Go ahead, Melody.
What I was going to say is it seems like just about every election cycle now that they're changing out machines and software. So they have this learning curve that you know that they're going to go through every time. And so there's always got that room for error coming in saying, oh, well, you know, it was computer error or, you know, we didn't understand, you know, what was going on. Well, they're going to always have that argument from now on as long as they keep changing these out.
Right. And I'll have to say that some of that argument is almost valid on the part of the judges because these machines can be so complex. Even the Secretary of State representative was there on Election Day and saw the machine, the memory cards, and the laptop all without any security whatsoever. Any of us could have walked up, picked up the memory card, substituted a memory card, manipulated the machines, and the Secretary of State's representative never even bothered to say, Whoa, we cannot run an election with an unsecured machine. In the state of Colorado, if you discover that the machines have not been secured, you are supposed to immediately go into a hand count. You can't use a machine that has had security breaches. Secretary of State's office observed it and never even said a word, probably because of all of the complexities surrounding trying to use a new machine. And that lack of security and all has really created the foundation of this problem.
Okay, we're coming up on a break again, and we'll get back on the other side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Your music.
Good morning. Welcome back to Govern America. And this is Melody Hallett setting in for Darren Weeks. And I want to thank him for giving me the opportunity to host this morning. And again, our call-in number is 800-313-9443. And I've got Marilyn Marks and Teresa Benz and Will Roberts is kind of riding side saddled with me this morning, and we're talking about voting issues. And the more we talk about it, the more I realize that you know, it would take hours to cover all the avenues that these ladies could be going, because we not only have the story behind this whole issue, but the whole mechanisms that's involved. And I'm going to go ahead and let Teresa, I wanted you to get in a little bit more into some of the particulars of how you, you know, the process of how you've been getting this, keeping this into the public purview, and trying to get attention of the Secretary of State and the like. Teresa?
Yes. You know, the only thing I've done is write articles. I started writing them right after the election. I mean, I covered the election. On election night, they didn't fax me the results. The clerk and I already had some some run-ins, and she didn't fax me the results. And I found it strange, and I got the results from the...